Emma. And thank you to the Silvestri family for making her. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence with us today. We thank you for the joys that we have had in worship this morning. We thank you for the privilege of coming to you together in Jesus' name and knowing that you are here. We call on your Spirit to be poured out among us, to open our hearts, that your word may be powerful among us and do the work that you sent it for, Father, that it will transform us, open our hearts to know you as you really are. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Now, I think that if YouTube or Facebook had been available at the time and Peter had had a smartphone, that he would have filmed all this that I'm going to be talking about briefly. There in the upper room, the scene that went back and forth, you might remember from the accounts that we have of it, that there was not just peace in the upper room. Do you remember reading that? That there was argument among the apostles, arguments among the disciples of Jesus, as to who would have what position in the kingdom of God, and all of these kinds of things. But they got themselves together, all 12 of them, from Peter to Thomas to Nathanael to Judas himself. They got themselves together and they set the room up like Jesus had asked them to, perhaps with the help of their host. And so, if you were to look into that room, you would see it with a Palestinian-style table where they would recline at the table. You would see it with the different foods that were supposed to be there for the Passover, including the bread and the grape juice. You would see it all set up there somewhere. If you've read John 13, you'd know that you would find a basin there somewhere. And then as you looked around the room, you would see Jesus coming in. You would see Peter. You would see John and James, the sons of thunder. You would see, you see Nathanael. You would see Simon the Zealot. What a variety of characters you would see. And depending on your personality and the kinds of activities that were going on, your attention would be drawn different places. Different ones of you would be fascinated by different things. But I want to tell you, as I've thought about that room and that scene, and I think if it's available during the millennium, when God's people in his kingdom get to look through and see different things to validate and see how in every situation God has done what is loving and has honored people's free will, I wonder if we will be able to get video, some kind of a video feed, and look at different scenes like this. What I want to focus on this morning, you might get a clue by the title, right there in that room is a piece of furniture, a table. We have a table here that kind of stands in for it. I don't think this is like that table. I don't think we could seat 12 people at this table. Well, we could if we tried really hard. But I would like to look and focus in on the table. I don't have much to say today, but I hope you get it. I hope you get it very personally. And by the way, thank you so much, Karen, for that children's story, because I believe that what we are going to find about the table applies also just like those pens that she talked about. Because you see, Peter and the others, they had the job of making arrangements, of finding the guy who would let them use the upper room and all those kinds of things. Someone was assigned to get the grape juice. Someone was assigned to get the bread. Someone, maybe, was assigned to arrange for someone to wash the feet, but fell down on the job. But not the table. What was the table's job in that room so long ago? What was its purpose? I would like to have the trays brought forward right now, because you will see what the table's purpose was. The table's purpose was to hold and present the symbols of our Savior, Jesus, to the people in that room. And so that's what this table is doing right here. Right here. Bring it on up, Tom. This table is here for one purpose. Now, between communion Sabbaths, it does a nice job of holding decorations over there that Judy and others arrange for it. But its main job is to hold these that hold the bread and the grape juice, representing the body and blood of our Lord Jesus that was given and shed for us so that we can know God as He really is, as Emma sang about, love, and so that we can know the way of salvation and come to faith in Jesus. So as I think about all those characters in that room, who would I want to be most like? Of course, I would want to most be like Jesus. But as I think about the disciples in that room and who I resonate and who I would want to be most like, there's a lot I don't know about Thaddeus. There's a lot that I don't know about James. And I wonder, would I want to be like them? But I do know this, and I hope you join me in this morning. I want to be like the table. I want my life to be God's way to present Jesus in the world in which I live. I want my life to be a place where Jesus is set out before the world wherever I go, to whoever I encounter in my neighborhood, here in the church, when I go into stores, when I go to work, wherever I am. In my family, I want to be a table where Jesus is set out to be clearly seen so that others can know Him, believe Him, and trust Him. Do you know what? You might get tired of me saying this, but if there was no other purpose for your encounter with Jesus than for you to be saved in His kingdom and go to heaven, you'd be there already. Once you trust Him, once you believe Him, boom, you'd be gone. People would be asking what happened to you. And some people might be able to explain it. But that's not the case, is it? When you believed, your eternal life started right then and there. When your sins were forgiven, when you were washed and made clean, when you were transformed, the whole direction of your life was changed by your encounter with Jesus. But you were not taken right to heaven. Because Jesus wants to be lifted up in your life so that others can see Him, others can know Him, others can come to Him. You are here to be a table too. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 12 and verse 32. He said, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all." And if you look in your King James Bible, it has in italics, which means they tried to make sense of the sentence by filling in the word. It says all men. Other translations say all people, but you'll find it's in italics. The original just actually says, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all unto me." So who are you supposed to present Jesus to? Is there any categories that you're not allowed to open up the vision of Jesus as He really is too? How about, I was going to say it could be dangerous to say these different categories and spell them out, but understanding what you understand about the heart of God. Remember, He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. This is His desire. This is one wish of His that we know He doesn't get. But that's His desire, because it's up to us to choose or not choose whether to respond to His love and turn to repent and go His way. But He wants all to come. Now you think about different categories of people that we're inclined to think in our guts, where we often do most of our real thinking, who that involves. Who are you called to present Jesus? Are there any categories of people that you meet? Any people that are too weird?
too perverse, too unseemly, too just bad to you? People who cut against your grain, people who are always giving you problems. Are there any people that are off that list of who God has set you as a table to be, to present Jesus? Is there anyone? Gay, straight, Muslim, homeless, rich, haughty, humiliated, addicted? Is there anyone that's off the list? There is no one that is off the list. And then, applying the lesson that Karen brought out so beautifully in the children's story, you might wonder about yourself. When the kind of material that you're made of, could you really be a table that Jesus presents himself to the world? I tell you what, I am so thankful for this beautiful piece of craftsmanship that we get to set our communion paraphernalia and the body and blood, the symbols, to share here. What fine craftsmanship. It has an inlaid wood line right here, and that's not just stamped on there. That's actually inlaid wood right there. It's a beautiful material. I'm not going to stick my neck out and say that I think it's oak in case I'm wrong. But what a beautiful table. But you know what? In a heartbeat, if I had a press board card table, I would use it to share Jesus with you. If I had a couple of milk crates stacked up on each other, I would use them to share Jesus with you this morning. Whatever kind of pen, whatever kind of table material you think you're made of, or you think people think you're made of who don't really know you, you are the table that we're talking about today. Jesus wants to share himself with the world, served on you. He just needs our consent. And so that's my prayer today, is Lord, make me a table. Lift Jesus up on me so that the world can see you as you really are and be drawn to put their trust in you. I have a song that's really a prayer that asks him to do that. And I invite you to listen. I invite you to pray it with me in your heart. If you want to shut your eyes and pray, that'll be fine. But it's a prayer to him to make me a table. Offer to all. me a table. Make me a table. Make me a table. Humbly and truly, a welcoming table. Welcoming all who are hungry for healing. Make me a table, make me a table, make me a table, make me a table.
Dear Heavenly Father, just as we are, without one plea, but that your blood was shed for each of us, me. We come to you right now, and we know that we are not worthy, but we also know because of the cross that Jesus says we are worth it. Because for the joy of having us with you forever set before him, he endured the cross and despised its shame, just so that he could have us in his family, Father, forever. And so, Father, I pray for each one of us here today that we could believe that with all our hearts about ourselves, that you did that for us, and that through the miracle of grace, our sins are forgiven, we are received into your family, and we are made your chosen method to present yourself to the world. Have us. Do. Get out your tools. Do whatever it takes to make us who you need us to be, to present yourself to the world so that others can come to you, others can believe, others can be in your family. Thank you so much that all this is not only possible, it's done through Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray these things in his name. Amen. I want to tell you that in our church family, our communion celebration is for all who trust in Jesus. No matter what denomination or background you come from, you are welcome to this table because it's set for you by Jesus and the way is opened by his grace. Before we have the communion service, following Jesus' example in John chapter 13, where he washed his disciples' feet, knowing where he had come from and knowing where he was going, not because he thought nothing of himself, but because he already knew who he was. He was able to wash their feet. And then after he was done, he says, as I, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, so you also ought to do for one another. So as the Lord leads, we invite you to join us. We have it set up in different rooms, depending on your needs. You'll find it in your bulletin in the youth chapel, which is down that hall, that direction. The women are set up, and then for the men in the early teen room down that hall, and then the fellowship hall, which is at the very end of that hall on the church, we have for couples, married couples and families, to share in the foot washing ceremony together. If you have any questions, look for someone who looks like they know what they're doing, and we'll be able to explain it to you and help you understand and participate. You'll find it a real blessing, so I encourage you to be part of that. And then we will come back here and share in the bread and grape juice that demonstrate the great and beautiful sacrifice of Jesus for us. May God bless us all as we share in this service.